This episode of What the Pod Was That is brought to you by Blank Canvas Brand. If you own a business, restaurant, or sports team and you're ready to shake things up with that new, unique image, you need to use Blank Canvas Brand. Blank Canvas specializes in brand identity, including logos and graphics for business cards, flyers, banners, and signs. Blank Canvas offers printing services to help with your clothing needs. Look, when it comes to talent and service, there is no one better. For more information, you can search Facebook for Blank Canvas, or you can email blankcanvas@whatthepodwasthat.com. That's BLNKCANVS @whatthepodwasthat.com. You can find links in the Friends of the Pod section of our website. Visit whatthepodwasthat.com.
What the Pod Was That may have content and language that isn't suitable for some. Listener discretion is advised.
Recorded live from the GOT Sound Studio, this is What the Pod Was That. All material played on the show was found on the internet. The opinions about that material are our own. Please follow the show on Twitter @WhatThePodPod. Let's start the show.
So for some reason, it was slow, and I was talking about affirmations. I don't know how we got on the subject of daily affirmations and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, and I pulled open my phone, and I'm like, these are my, and I just scrolled open my notes. I'm like, these are my affirmations, Rita, but look, I actually do have them. He goes, I do too. Let me show you mine.
Was it an accident?
No.
No.
Was it at 12 o'clock?
It was at...
Okay, so it was pointing at 3.
Yeah.
It was out at 3 o'clock.
And I was like, oh.
She goes.
Yeah, it was different than 2 o'clock.
Yeah, no.
or 1:30. It was different than 1:30.
It had a couple angles in it.
And
it pointed off to the left.
It got caught in a cog or something.
He's right-handed too. It's weird. It's going to the left.
And I gotta be honest. Between us, it was pretty.
Jerry, my Vietnam friend. I don't know if he's dead or alive now.
You're Vietnam.
He's from. He fought in
Jerry,
Vietnam.
Could you please check in?
I mean, send Zach a text for the love of God.
No, I keep thinking he's not at his house and his phone doesn't. Like, he said he was moving to Indiana, but I guess he got a new phone number on top of it.
I feel like Zach got ghosted.
Wow.
I've been trying for years. What's the secret? No, I'm kidding.
Hey, move to Indiana.
You should start by not having a podcast. I make that 2.
Make that 3.
Potentially 3. Welcome to What the Pod Was That. This is the show that tested negative for COVID, tested negative for monkeypox, but tested positive for giggles.
That was the cheesiest shit ever.
That was. I feel like I'm on David Letterman.
Again, sometimes
he throttled it back.
Yeah, I did. I am Barrett Gruber. I am joined by Carrie Simmons, the woman that once legit thought that underwater basket weaving was an available college elective.
That is. Didn't you try to major in that?
And this week we were welcomed by special guest host Carrie's other half, hostess of Status Macabre, and woman most likely to be stared at by everyone at the line at the ATM, Chrissy Wilson.
That's what I mean, because I don't know how to push in the numbers.
It always
I have
comes
a
down
nice
to somebody's
ass. Like, which is it?
It usually comes down to somebody's intelligence. That's not what I was thinking.
God damn, I'm thinking here it is. Everybody wants to see my ass.
God damn it, Barrett.
I tried.
So I brought a prop, which I know you guys are like, what the fuck is happening here?
No, I just assumed that, you know, she had a monthly visitor and she was like,
just
the only thing left in the house is toilet paper.
I'm just going to carry this around with me all day long.
She's like, can we pause the episode? Swamp ass calls.
Ha ha. So that's a negative. So I don't know if you guys recall, it's been, I don't even know how many episodes, but it feels like forever now. We had a conversation about rolling or bunching.
Yes.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Folding or
folding, or rolling, crunching. Or bunching, yeah. Or crunching, yeah, yeah. Or whatever. And we had the conversation. Well, this is going to sound.
That started the Ukrainian-Russian war is what it did.
I mean,
one wipe will take out the rest of that roll.
Yeah. Every time I go to the bathroom since that conversation,
Georgia-Pacific's
please
crying.
Forgive me. Barrett and Zach's wife, but I think about you guys now every time
every time she wipes her ass, she's thinking of us. I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. So,
because I'm
certainly not a good thing.
Because I'm
I don't even have a joke.
It's all right in itself right now.
So I wanted to show you guys because, I don't know if it was you guys that I'm thinking about or that I'm just, all right, look, no. Stop.
Carrie, I'm going to leave.
No, hang on. We're in the studio. I'm talking about with just this roll of toilet paper. So I have a used roll of toilet paper now because every time I'm at the house, I think consciously about shit.
Am I bunching?
A whole fucking roll of toilet paper like 3 days. Every 3 days, yeah. I use a whole roll of toilet paper.
So let me show you.
So if you guys ever invite me over,
those are rookie numbers. You pump them.
If you guys ever invite me over, this is my entry fee. Okay, I need to bring a roll of toilet paper. I'm serious, and I'm going to show you, and I want your opinion because nobody has ever seen this. Okay,
I need to record this. Is what I need to do.
Are we not recording?
No. I need to record this on video. So. Carrie's going to demonstrate exactly.
Oh, on your phone? Okay. Yeah. So I want to show you if the roll is like this, because sometimes you use a public restroom and they have them out because they're broken. This is what I do. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is for one wipe.
One. This is the first wipe. Holy cow.
That's my first one.
That is so much toilet paper.
Oh.
That's my second one.
That is.
That's one short, but that's my. One roll short. That's my third one. Yeah. So that is literally.
Yeah, nothing left.
And if it's on the roll, Zach, do this. Like you're the. If it's on the roll, go up a little higher. This is what I do.
When it's not on the roll.
So.
That is a substantial amount of toilet paper. Can I just see one of these bunches? I'm just gonna.
No, here's the. This that's is not a, this good is a bunch. Legit that's a big one. Well, this is a legit one.
No. I'm gonna.
That
show
was
you.
The refrainder that
that's
I rolled.
That's yours.
Right. Yeah.
Let's pretend this is the start. Okay.
That's a short one though.
So just hold on. One. This is what I do.
It's a CVS receipt.
Yeah. There you go.
That's it.
What?
That's it.
Barrett has punched through that shit so many times.
That's. Oh my god. That's it. I don't. Yeah.
That's it. Now it looks like we've toilet papered we rolled the studio.
Neek's like, what the hell are they doing?
So the reason that I've been thinking about it was because I'm like, wow.
No, don't explain. Leave. Don't give any context to it. We're going to.
And
no,
I'm taking this with me.
Well, fair. You've prepared yourself for at least two wipes.
Or you could go throw it in the toilet and clock it.
We did a bike ride yesterday morning.
Bike ride, like motorcycle.
Bicycle.
Yeah. I was going to make a joke, but you did say you have a bicycle too.
Yeah, it was like a 20-mile ride.
Wow.
Supposed to be a 70-something mile. And I was like, yeah, I'm going home. Call Dad 70. To come and pick me up right now.
I was flinching at 20.
The problem is for me, the seats. I don't know if you've seen the really seat. Tiny seats on the really expensive bike. So I traded mine for a fat girl seat.
Mine's like a lazy boy.
But it's still,
I mean, like it you know, it has that normal like in shape and then it fans out.
Well, so I spent money on one, but it's still not for my bike. It's still like, it's not one of those really super, super, but my point is I still have to wear the shorts that have the padding in them. So I forgot
can't wear the
shorts.
Jeans because they'll get caught up in the chain.
And about mile 7 yesterday, I was like, oh, I forgot my shorts.
Wow. Before we get started, I'll just point out you so you can now hold your nose and blow air out through the side of it.
You know what? I don't know.
Here, listen, check this out.
Where is that coming from? Your eye?
My eye.
Shut up.
I think you've shown me that before. What the fuck?
Kind of gross.
Can you squirt milk out your eye like that one lady?
If I was willing to put milk into my nose, yeah, I probably could.
Like the people who could, like, I see a dude put a snake in his nose.
Does anything besides air ever come out of that?
No, only air. That's all. No, I've never put anything in my nose to try and, like, fountain it.
Well, no. I don't know if it was like, you know, maybe you shot a tear out or something like that, like a little bit of water. Because it's,
No, when I cry, they just generally just flow right down.
Because what is that? What is this called? Your sinuses, yeah. Right? So we know it's all connected. So honestly, if we blew hard enough, we probably could be able to do the same thing.
Try it.
No.
Let's go.
That just reminds me how shittily built join us the humans gang. Are.
Join the club. Join the club.
My eye pops out. I'm like, look what you did, Barry.
Like you're a pug. Push it back in.
Welcome, welcome, hello, hello. This is What the Pod Was That. I am joined by the only woman to co-host this show with me, Carrie Simmons. How's it been, Carrie?
I like that. Was nice.
See?
It was actually nice. Thank you so much for that one. I got a little nervous.
I was very careful.
Well, he
made them nice just in case.
He did. He's like, just shit, in Zach's case. Got something for me today. I better be nice.
Yeah, we're trying something new. So my palms are sweaty. Knees weak.
Spaghetti.
Already. As always, joined by my bearded individual to my left, Zach King. Welcome to What the Pod Was That, the show that was once considered an asset until episode 2. I am your host, Barrett Gruber. I'm joined by the man who claims a willingness to be open-minded until he finds out it's tofu, Zach King.
That's true. Tofu. I don't have anything, which is gross.
Yeah. As well, the woman that was up for the role of the next 007 until casting realized her feet didn't reach the pedal of the Aston Martin, Carrie Simmons. That's right. That's what I got.
That's good.
It wasn't too bad.
They reached the Jeep pedals. Though.
Yes, okay. Totally. But, you know, yeah.
All right. So how much space between you and I asked because my mother's here, but because she used to have a Cherokee. But like how much space between you and the steering wheel in that Jeep?
Oh, lots of space.
Okay. Because I would climb into the Jeep after you and like I'm eating steering wheel because the seat has to go back. I know.
I don't know why people.
She's like a little sprite.
I'm bigger than you think I am. I think I'm an optical illusion.
A walking tesseract.
People do that to me. And I resent it.
And Carrie's made friends already.
So to explain, this week I've invited the original host to this used-to-be parasite, my mother, Xander Zorzi.
Oh, that's funny.
I was in your womb.
Wow. Oh,
as a parasite.
You were a symbiote. After you came out and I had your feed.
Either way, it doesn't look good.
Yeah, you were a hanger on for about 18 more years after those 9 months.
Oh, that's that's harsh.
That was the hard part.
That's harsh.
My brother has been staying with me for the past couple weeks. He'll be with me through December. He's having some work done on his place. Sitting at the bar on his laptop. And I had a little workbench come in while I was gone. Mm-hmm. And I took my I forgot I had taken it. I changed clothes. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to put the workbench together. So which is like a sawhorse is similar. If you know what a sawhorse is, it's a miniature version of that.
Mm-hmm. Totally thought this was going to be an IKEA story.
Mm-hmm. No. It's a Black & Decker thing. And there really is only like 10 steps.
Is it plastic?
It's metal and wood.
Okay.
And so... I get to step 4 and this is all I know how to describe it. At step 4, apparently it had been just at an hour since I had that. Okay. And I'm standing there in the kitchen and I've read that there's 4 bullets in step 4. Mm-hmm. And I've read that 25 minutes worth and hadn't done a thing. And then it hit me. I was like, I should probably put this up. And my brother, his name is Brian. I call him B. B goes, you need some help? I'm like, nah, dude, I'm good. Leave me alone. Because he had given me shit for helping me. And I was like, nah, fuck you. I don't need your help.
I can do it myself.
So then I go, it hits me. I said, I should probably put this up. He's like, why are you okay? I said, that bull I think is kicking in. He goes, oh, that makes sense. He said, Carrie, because you've literally been reading the same line for 15 minutes. He said, I have listened to you say the same fucking thing. He said, what you've been doing is reading it and I'm moving it around the kitchen. Like maybe I can, let me put it over here. Now I'm on the counter by the stove. He's like,
still makes no sense.
He said, you've read the same fucking thing for like 15 minutes. I'm like, I got to put it up right now.
That's great.
And then I took my ass to the room and I put the TV on thinking that I was going to watch some TV, but I think I just fell asleep.
Hey, it's not a bad way to spend a day.
No, that's not a bad way. That's good. That's good.
You just have like,
I was like, I need a win after this week.
You had the symptoms of dementia for like 2 hours before you went to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, I had this put itself together.
My brother actually said, thank God I was starting to worry about you. He said, I forgot you took that.
That's funny.
She's having a stroke. Hello, hello. Welcome to episode 5 of What the Pod Was That. I am joined by the man who lays claim to being the once and future king, Zach King.
True.
True? Is it still true?
Yeah.
Is it true?
Yeah.
King of
the north.
I am also joined by the woman who has claimed no relation to Richard Simmons, Gene Simmons, but was spotted making eyes at J.K. Simmons, Carrie Simmons. See, I write these.
I want pictures of Spider-Man.
Oh, you're making eyes at Zach. Welcome to What the Pod Was That, the podcast that was once considered for the Nobel Entertainment Prize, only until we found out this isn't really a thing. Sorry. I am Barrett Gruber, joined by the woman who suffers from an exaggerated level of enthusiasm when it comes to leg day, Carrie Simmons.
You know what? You're not entirely incorrect there.
I can imagine.
Not necessarily right, but you're not really wrong.
I can imagine you running in, slamming open the doors of the gym and being like, it's leg day.
Woohoo!
Yeah, we are sand sack king, as apparently scheduling this weeks ahead of time is just not enough for him. Yeah.
Poor Zach.
Poor Zach.
Welcome to What the Pod Was That. I am Carrie Simmons. I'm joined by the man.
Oh my.
I'm joined by the man that was once considered the total package, but clearly FedEx took a beating on this delivery, Barrett Gruber.
Oh, I forgot I wrote that for me.
I was like, Barrett's staring at me. Is this my... How dare you?
And the man who wears more clothing at home than the studio, despite several meetings with HR and several performance improvement plans, Zach King.
Zach King, hello.
Zach gets out again. We've talked about this. Uh-huh. We can talk all day. So. I had a Cuban cigar once. Tastes like every other fucking cigar I've ever had.
Oh, really?
I'm not a big aficionado.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I've had bad cigars where you're like, Jesus, what was that?
So we were on a cruise that was going to Key West, and it was going down to Nassau and then over to a private island and then eventually making its way back.
Epstein's Island?
Bimini.
I don't know where that's at.
Was it Bimini?
Yeah, it was on a Royal Caribbean cruise.
Yeah.
So we got off the boat and we asked one of the shipmates, where we could find Cuban cigars in Nassau. And they said between the market and the Senior Frogs, there's an alleyway and there's a guy there that sells Cuban cigars. And we showed up, and he said, how many Cuban cigars did you want? And I said, well, we have $40, so we'd like to get four. And he says, I can sell you these, I can give you two for $40. Yeah. And I said, we want four. And he says, but you only have $40. And I said,
make it work.
You're right. Mm-hmm. I said, so we'd like four for $40. And he said,
you're just not budging at all, man.
Well,
you don't have to. Though.
Yeah, no, because they're paying 25 cents a piece for them. They're just
okay.
So
see, I don't do that shit very well. I'd be like, here's your $40. Give me my
so my mom. I did march him down to four for $40.
Good for you.
But we went to Cozumel, and as soon as you're there, they try selling you shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like, they got these Rolexes that fell off a truck, I'm reckoning. And they were like, Christ, these are, they wanted like 75, and my mom got them down to $20 for one.
Nice.
And
were they actual Rolexes, though?
We went home and looked up the serial numbers, and those fuckers were legit.
No.
Because I did the winding thing, when you shake
well,
it and everything.
Thing with the Rolex, does it go like this or does it tick, 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 tick?
Smooth motion.
Smooth motion is the...
And it's self-winding, so you don't ever have to wind it or anything. It doesn't need batteries. It has the kinetic winding in it.
Wow.
Yeah. And my brother...
Even if she had spent $75, it would have been a massive deal.
Yeah, she had at least gotten three for it. Or like, I'm going to buy three for $75. You can throw one in for free. Like, it probably would have gotten away with it. Like, we took it off a truck. So
y'all still have the Rolexes?
My brother had it for a long time.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have one. My brother just got one.
Gotcha.
I don't know why
I didn't go. So we know who the favorite is.
Ooh.
I guess he cared about watches. Now I care about watches, and I can't get a good one for shit.
Say those things at the end of the episode. Wait until we've had him happy the entire time. Oh, and then,
let's
and
make
then
the I am the favorite child.
All right, hello and welcome to episode 10 of What the Pod Was That. I am Barrett Gruber, your center square and anchor for this audio version of America's Funniest Home Videos. Returning to the show and located to my right is the driver and currently registered vehicle owner, and likely not to be the reason she gets pulled over next time, the 45-year-old Carrie Simmons.
Thanks,
welcome,
asshole.
Welcome, Carrie.
Wah-wah.
I'm the baby.
You're old enough to be my son.
Oh, that's...
Or young enough.
No.
I'm 34 this month.
Oh, yeah, no, that would be pushing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
My mom's 16.
Now, as point of reference, he is old enough to be my son. Or I am old enough to have him as my son. Wait. No, that's not true. I was going with the thing that he said earlier. Located to my left, Zach King, best known for his role as sidekick to literally everyone in his life.
I'm Batman. I have a key thing that says so.
What do you call your grandma?
Grandma.
Grandma. Grandma.
Grandma. You say grandma.
I say grandma, but I don't call her grandma. I call her Meemaw. I'm the only one, apparently, out of all the grandkids that I'm the oldest. Meemaw. And I think my brothers do. They'll say Meemaw, but like all my cousins, they say
grandma.
Grandma, probably. I don't know. I say Meemaw.
Grandma.
And when I say Meemaw, people look at me like, and I'm like, fuck, you know, I'm 45 saying Meemaw. I get it. And so when I talk about her now, I just say my grandma.
Yeah.
Because when you say Meemaw at my age, it's like, how old are you? Why do you still say Meemaw?
You can just call me Jan.
You just call me Shirley.
Ask me what I call my grandparents.
What do you call your grandparents?
They're dead.
As soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, fuck, you walked right into that one.
I know. Ask me what I call my grandparents.
I can't because they're dead. Thanks, Carrie.
Welcome to What the Pod Was That. This is the show that 4 out of 5 dentists recommend. I am Barrett Gruber, as always, joined by the woman most likely to serve you dinner at home out of a leftover Chinese food container, Carrie Simmons.
Carrie's been seen.
Don't be knocking it.
As well, welcome back to the show, the man that feels the most secure in a labor of moles, Zach King.
A labor of moles?
A labor of moles. That's, you know, moles? Like a murder of crows. It's a group of burrowing rodents is what it is.
So I'm in a labor. I'm amongst the moles in their labor.
It's like a gaggle of geese an insurrection of white nationalists or, you know, a congress of baboons.
I think that's called a kerfuffle.
So,
gaggle of idiots.
So Chrissy made me confess earlier that I do use 3 sheets, but I also use a wet wipe.
A wet wipe.
I will use a wet wipe.
You can replace like those 6 sheets with a wet wipe.
Six sheets though, not 6 wraps around the
hand. No, 6 wraps. But a wet wipe goes a long way.
Damn sure do.
Yeah. I love a wet wipe. It's nice and clean. It's refreshing, but you gotta wipe it dry.
They were like, hey,
what?
Yes.
Why?
Because you have like a wet booty when you get up from the toilet.
Right?
I told her it was quality assurance.
It's for quality assurance.
Quality assurance.
Post production.
So then you just let it air dry or dry against your underwear. No, I get it.
Thank
it's
you.
Be.
Yeah, that's
in
why
the office, especially.
No, I can sit in these cloth chairs. Fuck. Where's the Lysol?
They get Lysol every time.
That's why I can't use a boudet.
A boudet?
A
boudet. Boudet.
A boudet.
Apologies to everyone out there listening to this in French.
That's my translation. That's hilarious. It took me a second. Like, that is so wrong on so many levels. That's hilarious.
Welcome to What the Pod Was That. I am Bear Gruber, the host of this Norfolk Southern eastbound freight, bound to derail into something that you just can't turn your head from.
LOL.
LOL, you got me.
I am joined by the drunken train engineer who worked fewer hours than you'd think, Zach King.
Oh, I'm driving the train?
Apparently. That's where I put you.
I'm the train that stops for biscuits.
And welcome the woman who'd rather be filming the whole tragedy than stop, dial 911, and get first responders to the scene, Carrie Simmons.
That's accurate.
You would have filmed the alligator guy we're talking about. Alligator farm parachute, man!
As the first alligator gets a leg and then another leg.
Yeah, I saw that. Faces of Death dude.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why I don't like alligators. That was tragic.
Faces of Death.
Welcome to What the Pod Was That, the show that refuses to give any ideas for what it wants for Christmas, but throws a temper tantrum when it doesn't get anything but tube socks.
Accurate.
Yeah.
So accurate.
I am Barrett Gruber. I am joined by the same two people as always, so skip right over that. Merry Christmas.
Fired.
You're
welcome. Merry Christmas.
No, you know him. You've been exposed to that sulfur smell when he's near, and you mildly recognize when he's not on the show. It's Zach King.
Yeah. Now, it follows me right out of hell.
You know what would have been hilarious if you said all that and said, it's Carrie Simmons.
Nope, yours is worse. And she's been asked to wear clothes to the studio when it's time to record, but because it's Christmas, we're just going to let it slide today. Carrie Simmons.
I just want everybody to know that I always wear clothes.
Yeah. Well, what's funny? Yeah.
Now, they may not be.
Air quotes, always wears clothes.
No. Well, what would have been worse if you just followed up like the woman who likes that sulfur smell?
We're getting away. Good at this finally.
Yeah.
Right?
Get like, away from his butt.
That's a nasty ass digging out of my ass that day.
Josh, I walked in, it's fucking pitch black, the music is blaring. I'm like, what the fuck is going on in here?
Oh my God.
Might be a little too much information, now, Josh.
Zach?
Yeah.
Do you know how many times I've called you Josh today?
Yeah. Yeah.
I let it go.
Where did that come from? I totally
let it go too. Every single time.
Oh, she's like, not gonna fix it. Okay. Carrie literally is like, fucking Josh. Yeah. I do a podcast with that guy.
Could you imagine being introduced to like her friends? Is Josh.
Now I'm gonna go listen to Status Macabre and she's like, yeah, we had a good time doing What the Pod with Barrett and Josh. Did you take my dip can?
I did not. Why would I have taken it?
Oh, to f with me?
No, I would not have done that. I don't know how much of that. No, I would not have.
Go ahead, continue what you were gonna say.
My favorite.
Sure, we're talking about dip cans now.
Yeah, he went outside for his dip can. He can't go without dipping for 30 minutes. This is the part I'm going to leave in as the cold open.
We're talking dip can here.
And now I have a view of him walking up the ramp.
Well, this is where you'll have to try and play like a if you have tobacco addiction.
Yeah.
Nicotine addiction. Get help now at 1-866 quit today.
Zach, did you find your dip?
This is worse than the car keys.
This is going to be the cold open.
Okay, I'll be
out
where it is.
Oh, there it is.
Hey.
Yeah, you changed the thing for
me. Wait, where are you going now?
Sandying up.
Just going to put it in.
I feel like I'm the furthest away from a colonoscopy.
Real quick, before we get started, I wanted to take a quick minute to let everyone know, queuing up this episode, that Carrie isn't here. Today, April 29th, is Carrie's birthday. And because it's her birthday, we decided what a perfect day to just give her the night off. Carrie is celebrating her 4th birthday, and we couldn't be happier for 4 years. That's a long way to make it.
She was on the Titanic.
Oh, yeah. I almost made it. With that said, Zach and I want to sing Carrie a very special happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
See, I think it was perfect with the... Wait, we can't sing that? We're not allowed to sing? Is that copywritten?
Dude, and we had the mariachi band
in
here. Neek just did a solo on here.
Unbelievable. All right, well...
Told the fireworks, we told them not to do that.
Right? They still went off. There's no way around it.
That's like $550 on the fireworks.
You pay for it, you get it. That's the way it is. You know what? Regardless. Happy fucking birthday, Carrie.
Like you needed another one.
Bonjour. Hello. Hola. Welcome to episode 4 of the experiment in broadcast we call What the Pod Was That. I am joined by my co-host, the All About Nothing podcast and man of 1,000 voices, but only really set on one, Zach King. Welcome to
Hey, Barrett. Thank you for having me.
No, you've got more than... you. What? Seth Rogen.
I didn't call many things, but Cookie Monster was never one of them.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome also to the show, hostess of Status Macabre and dual Harley enthusiast, Carrie Simmons. Carrie, welcome.
Thank you so much.
See, that one was not one that I practiced or wrote out. You know, it was...
Yeah, I like it.
It was just
I like
a
that
fact.
One.
It just wound up being
Carrie,
a fact.
What kind of Harley do you have?
I have a Street 750.
Nice.
Yeah.
My dad had a V-Rod when they came out.
Yeah.
It was awesome bike. I want the new, it's not a Fat Boy. I'll have to look it up and show it to you. It was an awesome bike. It's like brand new.
But a Harley Davidson, right?
It was a Harley, yeah, but it had like a fat tire on the back of it. Yeah. They called it fat something, but it wasn't a fat boy, I don't think.
I call it the baby hog. I got a personalized tag on the back that says baby hog because it's a smaller bike because I'm new to riding. And now I want to go bigger.
Really?
Okay.
My brother had an 883 Sportster and I felt like that was too big. I grew up riding dirt bikes and stuff, so I'm used to throwing a bike around.
Yeah.
So when I got on that, I'm like, this kind of doesn't move.
It doesn't.
Well, here's the deal. You get a motorcycle and you get a new one, or you get the one you have, and I get mine. As long
when
as
did you get yours, by the way,
maybe June.
His but, is electric.
Though. Yeah, but as long as we only do it in 6 hour spurts of 40 or 50 miles at a time.
No, Barry, you're gonna have to have a jump box, like just
bring a trickle charge, yeah. Right? And we'll stop and have some French fries. Shout out
to Sondor's Motorcycles.
You're gonna do one of the jump boxes on wheels and just one of the bungee cord it to the
back
of your bike.
I'm gonna have to wind it as we're driving.
Be like Fred Flintstone it all the way down the road.
Wait, close to perpetual motion, except that I'm.
Does the bike you have a regenerative braking and
no.
stuff?
No.
They don't do that on
those? I don't think so. It's not, I've not seen it. But
when you get it, though, we'll ride out.
It has to take off like a bat out of hell.
Thank you, Nick the Geek, engineer and producer, owner and operator of GOT Sound Studio. Check out details on how you can utilize his talent and production expertise at gotsoundstudio.com. If it seems like these episodes are too far apart, you can check out our partner podcasts. Zach and I host the All About Nothing podcast with Trent Clark, available on most of your podcast listening platforms. You can visit theallaboutnothing.com for links and details. Carrie hosts another very popular podcast with her partner Chrissy, Status Macabre, on most of the podcast platforms as well. Find details at statusmacabre.com. As well, you should check out our own DJ Lonzo's Top 5, hosted by Trent Clark, available on most of your podcast platforms. And you can check out Welcome to Wonderland, hosted by Ami Bland, available all over the podcast verse. Follow Zach King on Twitter at CarolinaKing21. You can follow Carrie Simmons on Twitter at Carrie_Simmons. You can follow me, Barrett Gruber, at Barrett Gruber. And you can follow the show on Twitter at WhatThePodPod. If you'd like to suggest something to share on the show, you can email suggestions at WhatThePodWasThat.com, or you can tweet us. For more information and links, visit our website, WhatThePodWasThat.com. This What the Pod Was That episode was recorded live from the GOT Sound Studio. What the Pod Was That is produced and engineered by Neek the Geek, owner and operator of GOT Sound Studio. To support the show, please follow us on Twitter at WhatThePodPod. What the Pod Was That is an entertainment product of Barrett Gruber. Special thanks to Carrie Simmons, Zach King, Muff the producer, Neek the Geek, and you, our listeners. Please subscribe, rate, review, and share. Thank you for listening. What the Pod Was That is a part of the GOT Podcast Network and a product of Barrett Gruber Entertainment and Media. This episode of What the Pod Was That is brought to you by GOT Sound Studio. GOT Sound Studio offers a variety of experiences: music, voice, and instrumental recording and production, video, and still photography. GOT Sound Studio has all of your media needs met. Owned and operated by Dominique Stewart, the Neek the Geek, experienced artists as well as up-and-coming will find everything they need to create. Bring your media needs to one of the most talented producers and engineers in the business, Neek the Geek. You can find details by visiting gotsoundstudio.com or calling 803-243-2302. You can also find links in the Friends of the Pod section of our website. Visit whatthepodwasthat.com. Hello, podcast listener. My name is Barrett, and along with a couple friends, Zach and Trent, I host the All About Nothing podcast. A weekly discussion about news, entertainment, politics, sports, and more. We give our honest opinions about the information that's most affecting the world. Sometimes serious, sometimes funny, but never not interesting. It's the All About Nothing podcast with Zach King, Trent Clark, and Barrett Gruber. Get it wherever you listen to podcasts or visit theallaboutnothing.com for links. The All About Nothing podcast. It's likely to be the best part of your week.